Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Beis. We are at the Mishnah, 19 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Aryeh Benish Ben Rivka Zisel, Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Tara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, Chavim Miriam Basmalka Freda, Sora Bat Batya, and Harav Yaakov ben Chana. Today's daf's also being learned to Le'ilui Nishmas, Nachum ben Amram. So we're moving along, learning Perek Shavuos Ha'edos. Zok de Mishnah, Shavuos Ha'edos Ketzad. How exactly does a Shavuos Ha'edos work? So this is already the third daf that we're learning in Perek Shavuos Ha'edos, and it is here that the Mishnah asks the obvious, and that is, what exactly is Shavuos Ha'edos? Amar l'shnayim, if somebody would go over to two people and say, Bo'u v'he'iduni, please come and be made on my behalf. If their response would be, Shavuos she'ein anu yodin l'cha'edos, we swear that we don't know what you're talking about. We do not know of any edos that we can testify on your behalf. Oy, she'amru lo ein anu yodin l'cha'edos, or they didn't say, we swear we don't know edos. They simply said, we don't know edos. Then the toiveya said, mashpia ni alechem, swear that you don't know edos. Va'amru amen, and they said, amen, hare elu chayavin. In both of these examples, if the Edom was swearing falsely, they would be subject to the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos. So the Mishnah says Shavuos Ha'edos Ketzad and gives two examples. One example is where the Edom say, we swear we don't know any Edos. The other example is where they simply said we don't know Edos. The Toiveya said, Mashpia Ani Aleichem. They said, Amen. Even though they didn't say the Shavuah, but being that they said Amen, it says if they said the Shavuah, and those would be two examples of Shavuos Ha'edos. Tosfos, it's the bottom Tosfos, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, asks the very obvious question, and that is, the two examples that the Mishnah gave for Shavuos Ha'edos are examples where the Edom themselves are swearing. In the first example, they said Mefurish, Shavuos she'ein anu yodin l'cha'edos. In the second example, all they said was, ein anu yodin l'cha'edos, but when the Teveya said, Mashpi ani aleichem, they said Amen, and we know the rule, Kolo it's so the two examples that the Mishnah gave of Shavuos Ha'edos are where the Edom themselves are swearing. We know that the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos is not only true where the Edom themselves make the Shavuah, but even when they're mushba mipi acher. What's the example of mushba mipi acher? Where the Teveya would be mashbia them, they wouldn't say Amen, but after the Teveya was mashpia them, they would continue to deny, meaning they would be koifer, but not utter the word Amen. That's a situation where they didn't actually utter the Shavuah out of their mouths, stating that Mushba b'pi acherim is included in the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos. In fact, the Iker parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos is talking about Mushba b'pi acherim. Like the Pasuk says, V'shama koil Allah. We saw in the previous daf that the fact that there's a parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos by Mushba mipi atzmo is actually learned out from the parasha of Shavuos Ha'pikadon. But either way, Tosfos kasha is that why did the Mishnah give two examples of Mushba mipi atzmo, almost suggesting that there's no Shavuos Ha'edos where it's Mushba mipi acherim? We know that that is clearly not the case. The parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos, in fact, the Ikka parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos, is talking about Mushba mipi acherim. Tosfos says two terutzim ayin shom. Either way, moving along the Mishnah, Ishpi aleim chamesh pa'amim chutz lebezin. What would be if the Teveya was mashpia the Edom 5 times outside of Bezin? So this Teveya meets the Edom outside of Bezin and says, Bo'u ve'he'iduni, come be made on our behalf. 5 times out of Bezdin, the Teveya was mashpia them, and every single time they said, we don't know any Edos, we don't know any Edos, I don't know what you're talking about, I never met you, I have no idea who you are. And then, after these Edim, 5 times denied, and shteltsu to the Shavuah of the Teveya Chutz LeBezdin. They came to Bezdin, Ubal to Bezdin, Vahoidu, and they were Moida, Pturim, that Lach is, they're going to be Potter. And the reason is because one of the rules of Shavuos Ha'edos is that you need that the Kfirah should be in Bezdin. And to the extent the Kfirah was Chutz LeBezdin, even though there was was a kfiro, mitashfuo, and it happened again and again and again and again and again. It doesn't matter. Being that when they came to Bezdin, they didn't deny, then they were moida, this is not a parasha of shfuos eidos. Kafru, what would be if the toiveya was mashpia the eidim 5 times chutzl Bezdin, then they came to Bezdin, and in Bezdin they were koifer, chayov in al kolachas vachas. Then they're going to be chayov shfuos eidos because they denied in Bezdin, and not just that, they're going to be chayov for all of the shfuos. Now there's a little bit of a chiddush here. The Gemara is going to learn this from a pasuk, but the halacha, the Mishnah, is that even if they only deny one time, one kfira, but if the one kfira is a response to 5 shvuos, they're going to be chayev shvuos eidos for each one of the shvuos. Says the Mishnah Vayter, what would be if hishpia aleihem hei pamim bifnei besen? What would be if the toiveya was mashpia de eidim 5 times, but not chutz lebesen, inside besen? For kafru, and they would deny, einon chayev in elachas, then they would be chayev only one. So if the shvua is outside of Bezdin, and they deny in Bezdin, even if they deny one time, the chayv al kalachas vachas. If, however, the shvua was bifnei Bezdin, then if they deny in Bezdin, they'll only be chayv one. Rashi speaks out, it doesn't matter if they denied once or if they denied 5 times, the halach is they'll only be chayev once. I'm Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon said, matam, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the difference between if the shvua was chutz lebezdin and the kfira was in Bezdin, we say that they're chayev al kolachas vachas, versus if the shvua was in Bezdin and the kfira was in Bezdin, that einon chayev in elachas? Reb Shimon said that reason, it's different. And specifically, the reason where the shvua was in Bezdin, the halach is einon chayov in ela achas, it's hoyl ve'einam yecholim lachzor lahoydas. It's because once they deny in Bezdin, at that point, they don't have the ability to be moida, and being that they don't have the ability to be moida, you can't be mechayiv them for shvua se'edus again. So what does this mean? So Rashi speaks out, and really it's going to play itself out in one of the Gemaras that we're about to learn. The halach is Kivan Chehigit Shuvei Nechazer Umakit, right? Once a person says Eidos in Bezdin, at that point he can't change his Bezdin. Or he can't change his Eidos, I should say. At that point, you're going to have to live and die with whatever Eidos you said. Which means that if these Eidim in Bezdin would deny knowing any Eidos, they wouldn't later be able to say, oops, I really do know Eidos. Because once they deny knowing Eidos, it's as if there was a Haggadah's Eidos that we don't know Eidos, and Kivan Shehigit, Shuveni Chayzer Magid. Now, the only time there's a parasha of Shvuos Eidos, the first mission in the parak is Beruin Lehayet. They have to be able to say Eidos. To the extent that they can't say Eidos, then there's no parasha of Shvuos Eidos. It's for that reason, if they would deny 5 times in Bezdin, they couldn't be chayev 5 shvuos. Because once they denied the first time, at that point, they're no longer ruin lehayed, and if they're no longer ruin lehayed, they're no longer subject to the parasha of shvuos eidos. So for that first kfira, where they were ruin lehayed, for that they'd be chayev shvuos eidos. But any kfira that happens after that, they're not ruin lehayed anymore, and as a result, they can't be chayev shvuos eidos. So therefore, says Reb Shimon, if the shvuah is in Bezdin, and there was 5 shvuos, and the Edom went, and they denied, they had this kfira, the halach is, they're only going to be chayev one. And the reason is, because once you shteltsu the kfira to the first of the 5 shvuos, at that point, they're no longer able to say Eidos, and if they're no longer able to say Eidos, they ain't a ruin lehayed. If they ain't a ruin lehayed, they're not going to be subject to the parasha shvuos Eidos. Now, that's only true if the shvua happened in Bezdin. If, however, the shvua happened chutz lebezdin, this is a little bit tricky, even though the kfira was in Bezdin, but if the shvua happened chutz lebezdin, so again, the teveya met the Eidim chutz lebezdin, and 5 times was mashpia them. And then they came to Bezdin and they were koifer. So then the halachas, you will be chayev al kalachas vachas. And the reason is because even though the kfira be Bezdin is shtelling tzu to the 5 shvuos, but in that case, the shvuos that they're shtelling tzu to were actually chutz lebezdin. And being that they're shtelling tzu to the shvuos that were chutz lebezdin, we don't say that after the shvuah, they were in a ruin lehayit, because the shvuah took place chutz lebezdin. And if someone says something chutz lebezdin, he's not subject to the rule of kivin shigur shuvani chayzer l'magid. So if the shvua happened in bezdin, and then it happened again and again and again and again, and then you were kofer, and you want to be mechayef mi'al kolachas v'achas, based on the fact that we're going to take your kfir, we're going to shtel it to all the shvuas, but being that the shvuas were in Bezdin, so we're shtelling to the kfira to a shvua bebezdin, which means we see a kfira bebezdin. Once it's a kfira bebezdin, you're in a ruin lehayed weiter, and as a result, you're a pasul eidus, so to speak, so you can't be subject anymore to shvuas eidus. If, however, the shvuas took place chutz lebezdin, even though the kfira was in Bezdin, and we're shtelling to the kfira to those shvuas, but being that the shvuas themselves took place chutz lebezdin, we look at it klapi this halach as if the kfira was chutz lebezdin. A kfira chutz lebezdin doesn't have a din of kivin shigur shuvani chayzer u'magid, and it's for that reason you would be able to be chayiv five times. Again, this will play itself out again in the Gemara. Zakhtim shnevaiter kafru shneiem ke'echad. So again, somebody goes over to two people and he says, boyu ve'he'iduni, if they both denied at the same time, shneim chayavim, they're both going to be subject to the halacha of shvuas eidus. If, however, first one of the eidim denied and then the other eid denied, harishin chayiv asheni pata. The first one's going to be chayiv, but the second one's going to be pata. First one's chayiv, is easy. Why is the second one pater? Because once the first one denies, now he's only an eid echad. And an eid echad that denies is not subject to the laws of shvuas eidus, as we're going to see in great detail in the Gemara. And it's for that reason, the first eid that denied, he was one of two eidim. He's going to be chayiv. The second one, being that he's coming after the denial already of the first eid, is mernit an eid echad. And if someone's mashpia and eid echad, we'll see the shita of the Mishnah is, you're not subject to shvuas eidos. What would be if kafar echad v'hoida echad? Let's say one of the eidim denied and the other eid was moida, ha-kofer chayiv, the one that was kofer is going to be chayiv. Meaning the one that's moida, obviously, is not going to be chayiv. He wasn't kofer. So clearly, he didn't violate shvuas eidos. The one that's kofer, however, is going to be chayiv. And it doesn't matter if he was kofer first or if he was kofer second. Either way, he's going to be chayiv. And the reason is very simple. If he's kofer first, so at that point, he's one of the two eidim. And if he denies knowing eidus, it's a regular shvuas eidus. And if he's kofer second, that's even more obvious, because once the first person's maida, so now we already have one eid in the bag, you're the second eid. If you go now and you're denying again, you're going to be subject to the laws of shvuas eidus. And finally, hayu shtei kitei eidim, what would be if there were two sets of eidim that this toiveya went over to? Kofra harishayna v'achakach kofra hashniya. If first the first pair of eidim denied, and then the second pair of eidim denied, shtein chayavis talachas, they're both going to be chayiv, mevnesha eidus. And the reason is because here the two sets of Edom are mutually exclusive, right? They're not tolui in each other. As a result, if one set denies, it has no impact on the other, and vice versa. And as a result, each one would be subject to the laws of Shvuas Eidos. This is in contrast to the previous halacha of the Mishnah, where if someone went over to two individual Edom of the same kat, then the halacha is that if the first one is kofer, he's going to be chayiv, but if the second one is kofer, he's actually going to be potter. That's true when they're one set of eight, because once the first eight denies, now the second eight is an eight echad, he can't be subject to shvuas eidus. But if it's two sets of eidim, just because one set of eidim denied doesn't mean that the second set of eidim are off the hook. They're an individual set, and as a result, one is going to have nothing to do with each other. So there's a lot to unwrap and unpack here in this Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to go to work. So, taking it from the beginning. The Mishnah began, Shvuas Eidos Keitzad, Omer L'Shnayim, Boyu V'Hi'idun. Right? There's somebody that wants two people to be made on his behalf. He goes over to them and he says, Kum, be made for me. They swear, they don't know Eidos. Turns out they were swearing falsely, even if it's bemazed. It's one of the chedushim of Shvuas Eidos. The halacha is they have to bring an oil of a yoyre. They're subject to the parasha of Shvuas Eidos. Now, the Mishnah is mashma, and it's really more mefurish in a Mishnah later, that the only time there's a parasha of Shvuas Eidos is if the toiveya, the one that stands to benefit as a result of these eidim being made, went and approached the eidim and told him, Boyu v'ha iduni, come be made on my behalf. If, however, it wasn't this toiveya that approached the eidim and had them come, then the halacha is that there is not going to be a parasha of Shavuos HaEdos. So the parasha of Shavuos HaEdos is only true if the Toiveya is the one that tries to wheel them in to say Eidos. And they deny it, and they swear, then there's a parasha of Shavuos HaEdos. If, however, their Shavu and their denial is not in response to the Toiveya, it's not in response to the one that stands to gain and benefit off their Eidos, there is no parasha of Shavuos HaEdos. So this is something that's very clear from the Mishnayos, stating that Amar Shmuel Amor said, in the event that the Edom saw that the Toiveya was running towards them, and they chapped why the Toiveya is probably running towards them, because he probably wants them to say Eidos. So they preempted him. They told him, why are you running after us? We swear we don't know any Eidos. Pturim Dalach is the part from Shavuos HaEdos, at Sheyishmu Mipev, unless he's Toiveya. But being that they chapped the mice and he didn't have a chance to be Toiveya, even though they swore falsely, there's not going to be a parish in Shavuos. It's very much like a mashmal. What exactly was Shmuel's chiddush? It's so obvious. Tanina, it's a mafurish mishnah later in the parak. Shilach biyadavde. In the event that Teveya sent his eved to the edom to be Teveya them, oisha amar lehem nitfa. Or if counterintuitively, the nitfa, the one that stands to lose, was the one that went over to the edom and said, mashpi ani aleichem, I'm making you swear sheim atem yoidem loy edos, that if you know edos for the Teveya, shetavayu to do that you should go ahead and be made on his behalf. The halach is if they deny, swear. Turns out that they were lying. They're going to be part of Achi Yishmu Pia Teveya, unless they hear directly from the Teveya. So what's Shmuel's Chiddush? Shmuel said that if he saw them, they saw the Teveya running after them, and they quickly said, Ma atarotzach harenu shfu sheino niyoidin locha edus pturim Achi Yishmu Mipip. Those words, Ashishmu Mipia Teveya, is a Mefurisha Mishnah. We know this from the Mishnah. What is Shmuel Be'amayra being Mechadish? So the Gemara says, no, Rotz Achareim, it's Trichalei. Shmuel is being Mechadish that it's true even if the Teveya himself was running after him. Why? So good, I would have thought, given the Rotz Achareim, being that he was running after them, Kimanda Amaluhudami, it's as if he actually was Teveya, meaning that act of running after them is tantamount to actually being Teveya, right? It's an Umdina Demuchach. Mice of Mechichim, that's really what he's trying to do. Kamash Malon, no. You have to say it Bok Tzener, and if you don't, even though it's very obvious that that's probably what's going on over here, it doesn't matter. If you didn't actually make a verbal tfiyah, then the halach is, and there's no parasha of Shavuos HaEdos. But the Gemara says, Vanami Tonino. L'chayre, I know this as well. I know from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Unzer the Mishnah. Shavuos HaEdos Keitzad. Omar Le'edim. Right, that's the word. Omar Le'edim. Bayi Vahiduni Shavuos V'chulu. Omar Inlo Yamaloi. It sounds like the only time there's a parasha of Shavuos HaEdos is if there was an Amira, there was a tfiyah. Right? Our Mishnah setting up the basic context of a Shavuos HaEdos. Shavuos HaEdos, Ketzad, Omar Lishnayim. So isn't it mefurish that you need an Amira? And even if you're Ratzach Areim, it's not going to be enough. So again, what's Shmuel's Chiddush? It's a mefurish, a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Omar Lav Dafka. I think the word Omar is Lav Dafka. So why would it say Omar if it's Lav Dafka? So Rashi says, Urcha de Milsa Naka, because usually that's the way it plays out. But you can't buy a halacha. And as a result, Shmuel felt that he had to speak out that Ratzach Areim is not enough. Don't you know it from the Mishnah? No, because even though the Mishnah says the word Omar, but you could always argue that when it says Omar in the Mishnah, it's just Urcha de Milsa Naka. And the Gemara said, I'll prove to you that Omar is Lav Dafka. Because if you're going to tell me that it's not the case, meaning Omar is really Dafka, Gabi Pikadin Diktani, by Shavuos HaPikadin, the Mishnah also uses the word Omar. What does it say? Shavuos HaPikadin Ketzad. Omar Leitainli Pikadin Sheitz Biyadcha. Hachanam, you're going to tell me Omar Inlai, Omar Loi? You're going to tell me the only time there's a parish of Shavuos HaPikadin is if there was a Tfiyah? Can't be. What? Because there the Torah says, as long as the Shomer Pekadin denies having the Pekadin, that's enough to have a parasha of Shavuos HaPekadin. Meaning, in Shavuos HaEdos is a sugya, maybe you need a tefillah. But when it comes to Shavuos HaPekadin, for sure not. Yet it says in the Mishnah Amar, so what do you have to say? Elo Amar Lav Dafka. When it says Amar, it's Urcha de Milsa Naka, it's Lav Dafka. No, Hachanami Lav Dafka. So to here, it's going to be Lav Dafka as well. So again, the kasha was, what Shmuel's Chiddush isn't in the Mishnah? We did see it in the Mishnah, it says Amar. And for the Gemara, no, Amar is Lav Dafka V'Harai is Shavuos HaPekadin. But the Gemara says, no, I disagree with you. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Amar Dachmad Dach. There's Shlomo thinking the Talmud. Then when it says Amar by Shavuos HaEdos, it's Dafka, then I would understand why it says Amar by Shavuos HaPekadin as well. Tana Hasam Atu Hacha. So being that by Shavuos HaEdos it said Amar, it had to say Amar, it's Dafka. So by Shavuos HaPekadin, even though it didn't have to say Amar, because V'kicheish Ba'amisei Koldu, but to be symmetrical, right?
poetic symmetry. So we're going to use the word Amar, even though it's a little misleading, even though it's Lavdafka. Abba Eli Amrit Loy Amar Dahasam Dafka. Floy Amar Dahacha Dafka. But if you're going to tell me then when it says Amar by Shvuos HaPekadim is Lavdafka, and when it says Amar by Shvuos HaEdus is also Lavdafka, a little bit of a tongue twister, then Amar, Amar Lamali Lemisnaya. So then why does it have to say the word Amar Bechlal? So Bishlam, if Amar by Shvuos HaEdus is Dafka, so then I'll tell you it said Amar by Shvuos HaPekadim, Adu Shvuos HaEdus. But if Amar by Shvuos HaEdus is Lav Dafka, maybe, that's why Shmuel needs to say it's Chiddush, and Amar by Shvuos HaPekadim is Lav Dafka, so Amar, Amar, Lama Lila Misne. So why did we even say the word Amar? The Gemara says, that's not a kasha, because Dilma Urcha de Milsa, Kamashmalan, or some have the Girsa, Dilma Urcha de Milsa, Ka'amar, there's no raya, because you could say Amar is the Urcha de Milsa by Shvuos HaEdus, and Amar is the Urcha de Milsa by Shvuos HaPekadim, right? Usually, Shvuos HaEdus is going to be a response to an Amar. And usually, Shvuos HaPekadim is going to be a response to an Amar. I mean, that's usually the way it is. It could be that's why the Tana, the Mishnah, mentioned the word Amar. Lav Dafka, is there a halacha that you can extract from the word Amar? And it's for that reason Shmuel Damir felt that he needed to make it abundantly clear that when it says Amar in the Mishnah of Shvuos HaEdus, it actually is Dafka. In fact, even if it's Ra'u Sherotz Achareya, and they went ahead and they preempted with a Shvuah, it would not be considered Shvuos HaEdus. Amar by Shvuos HaEdus is very much Dafka, and that was the Chiddush of Shmuel. Zok Tigmar, Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a Braisa that supports Shmuel's Halacha, Mefurish Braisa, Ra'u Shabacharei, and if the Edom saw that the Tevei was coming after them, Amar Loi, they said, Ma'ata Bacharenu, why are you coming after us? Shvuos She'enonu Yoidon Loch HaEdus. We swear we don't know in Edus. The Halacha is a Peturian, even if they swore falsely, they're potter from the parish of Shvuos HaEdus. Then the Pekadin, if it was a Shvuos HaPekadin, Chayav, they're going to be Chayav. What's the reason? Because by Shvuos HaEdus, it has to be Mipi HaTeveya. By Shvuos HaPekadin, it doesn't have to be Mipi HaTeveya. Who said this? Chiddush, meaning who said that even if it's Rotz Achareyem, Bo Acharenu, still, it's not enough. Shmuel said it, and this is the Tanya Kavasi, the Shmuel. Either way, so what is the Sikkum on the first Gemara? Shmuel said a Memra, that in the event that the Edom saw that the Teveh was coming after them, and it looks like the Teveh is about to be Teveh and them for Edos, and they preempt and they say, Einonu Yoidon Lucha Edos, mit Tashvua, the Halacha is Pater. The Gemara thought that Shmuel's Halacha was Pshita. First, the Gemara thought it's the Mishnah later in the Perek, then the Gemara thought it's Unzer the Mishnah. After further review, it's certainly not Pashit. Stating that, the Gemara did say, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, meaning Shmuel's Halacha is Shmuel's Halacha, not Mefurish in a Mishnah, but very much Mefurish in a Braisa. So again, what's the Halacha? Shvuos HaEdus requires that the Shvuah was a response to the Toiveya, the one that stands to gain by the Edus. If it was Omar, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, then there's a parish of Shvuos HaEdus. If not, even if he did some sort of Maisa that's Mechiach, that he's being Teveya, it would not be subject to the Halacha of Shvuos HaEdus. Moving along in the Mishnah. Hishpia Aleyem, Chamisha Pa'amim V'chulu. So this was the tricky part of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say again? Hishpia Aleyem Chamish Pa'amim Chutz L'Besen. In the event that the Teveya was Mashpia the Edom 5 times outside of Besen, and they denied, all 5 times. And then they came to Besen, V'hoidu, and they were Maida, P'turim, the Halach is not going to be Pater. Aye, what do you mean? This is Shvuos HaEdus 101. The answer is because the kfir has to be bebezin. And being that the 5 kfiras were chutz lebezin, forget when they came to bezin v'hoidu, the halach is they're going to be potter. Then the Mishnah said, kafru, in the event that when they came to bezin, they denied, even if they denied only 1 time, chayov and al kol achas v'achas, they'll be chayv for each one of the shvuos that were outside of bezin. Then the Mishnah said, hishpi aleim hei pomin b'fnei bezin. If the Teveh was mashpia them 5 times, but not outside of Besin, rather inside of Besin. The Kafru, and they denied. It doesn't matter if they denied once, or even if they denied 5 times, Einon Chayav and Ela Achas, they're only going to be Chayiv 1. And Amar Rab Shimon said, Matam, what's the reason? Meaning, why is it that if the Shvuos were Chutz for Besin, and the kfiras were in Besdin, even if it's 1 kfira, yechayv al kalachas v'achas, yet if the shvuah was in Besdin, Even if they were koifer al kol achas va'achas, it's the opposite. You only chayv one. He said hoyv inu yichaylam lachzer lahoydus. It's because to the extent that the kfira is a response to a shvua in bezdin, so then we say that the kfira, whether it's one kfira of five kfiras, shtelzuch tzu to the shvua in bezdin, it's as if he said inside of bezdin, I don't know any edus. At that point, kiven shikut shuvin yichaylzer magid, you're in and ruin lahayd, and as a result, any denial afterwards is not subject to the laws of shvua's edus, per the first mishnah in the parak. If, however, the shvua took place chutz to bezdin, even though the kfir is in bezdin, that kfira is shtelling zechtzu to a shvua chutz to bezdin, so we see up the kfira as if it happened chutz to bezdin. Again, it's tricky because the kfira really has to be in bezdin, it's true, but it's shtelling zechtzu to the shvua that happened chutz to bezdin. A kfira as a response to a shvua chutz to bezdin doesn't make you a kivin shehigit shuvin echayzer umagid, and it's for that reason you can now be chayiv for every single one of the kfiras, and that's why you're going to be chayiv five times. Either way, zokti gemara minolin da kfir bebezdin hu de mechayvi a chutz to bezdin lei mechayvi. Right from the first of these three halachas in the Mishnah, shbi aleim chamish pam chutz to bezdin hu bo le bezdin vahoydu pturim kafru chayav and al kalachas vachas. What do you see from there? You see that kfira has to be in bezdin. Right, this is one of the basic halachas of shvua. Mara says, what's the makar? Amar Abaya, we saw this already in yesterday's daf. Abaya said, Amar Krakus, it says in the pasuk, Imla Yagid Venasa Avoinoi, and we learn from there, Yamarti, Lucha Elba Makmish, Ilu Magazem, Eschayiv Zem Maman. Imla Yagid Venasa Avoinoi means you could have been made right now, and instead you decided not to be made. What do you mean? You could have been made right now. Oh, it must be in Bezin. So that's how you know the kfira took place in Bezin. I'm going to rapapa the bayis, rapapa told the bayi, yachi e bazoi, emish vo guf of the Bezin, emish lebe Bezin loi. Based on that, why is it only that the kfira has to be in Bezin? Maybe the shvur should also have to be in Bezin. Right, that's clear. The shvur could be chutzal Bezin. It's before in the Mishnah. It's the kfira that has to be in Bezin. Well, if it's based on this pasuk, im lo yagim anasa avoinoi, so doesn't it seem reasonable to say that just like in Layag Venasa Avoina is defining the makim of the kfira, maybe it should be defining the makim of the shvu as well. It's one parasha. So maybe also he swore and he denied all in the makim where he could have said edus. All in Bezin. So the Gemara says, Laisol Kedaitach, can't be. You know why? The Tanya, because we learned in a braisa, it says in the Torah, La'achas. V'hoya ki yeshem, La'achas me'ela, ve'hisvada ashechot ola. And we learn from the word La'achas, L'chayiv al kol achas v'achas. That in the event that the Teveu was mashpia the edim five times, and he denied, even if they denied only one time, you're going to be chayv al kolachas vachas. Right? That's one of the halachas in this part of the Mishnah. That if you mashpia five times, albeit chutz lebezin, the halachas you're going to be chayv al kolachas vachas. Now, if you're going to tell me that the shvua has to be bebezdin, could you be chayiv al kolachas v'achas? For tonight, the Mishnah said, "Hishpi aleim chamisha pame b'fnei bezdin v'kafru ein chayavim ela achas." Right, as much as it's true that if he's mashpia the edim five times chutz to bezdin v'kafru yichayiv al kolachas v'achas, but if the shvua took place in bezdin, you're only going to be chayiv one. And Amr Rab Shimon explained, "Matam, what's the reason? Hoyel v'eni yichaylum lachzer lahoydos." Right, the Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, he said because once they deny the first time, they're in a ruin lehayit, because kivin shikav shuvin echayzer lemagid, and shvus edus is only negayah beruim lehayit. Now, if that's true, in svara, it's impossible to be chayiv al kol achas va'achas if the shvu is in bezin. We have a pasuk that says la'achas l'chayiv al kol achas va'achas. It can't be in bezin, because in bezin in svara you can't be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. Must be the drush of la'achas is talking about where the shvu was. Chutz lebezin. Oh, elalav shmami no shvua chutz lebezin kfir bebezin. It's mefurish then that the shvua has to be chutz lebezin. Meaning, being that there's a drasha of la'achas that says yichayv al kol shvua v'shvua, and there's a svar of Reb Shimon that says if the shvuas were in bezin, you can't be chayv al kol achas v'achas, then by definition, there's a parasha shvua se'edos even if the shvua was chutz lebezin. Right? Again, la'achas says yichayv al kol shvua v'shvua. And in Bezdin, in Svara, you can't be chayiv al kol shvua v'shvua. So then when is La'achas telling you, you're chayiv al kol shvua v'shvua? Obviously, when it happened, chutz l'bezdin. See, now you know that the kfira has to be in Bezdin, and the shvua is chutz l'bezdin. Right, the last words, elalav shmamino shvua chutz l'bezdin kfir bebezdin. You know the kfira has to be in Bezdin, because it says, im l'yagid v'nasa avoynoi. And we learn from there, l'yamarti l'cha el b'malkam sh'ilu magad zem es chayiv zem mamin. And you know that the shvua could be even chutz l'bezdin, because of the drasha of la'achas. So im lo yag v'nas avoyne teaches me the kfira has to be in bezdin. La'achas teaches me the shvua could be chutz l'bezdin. Now, of course, the shvua could be in bezdin as well. It could also be chutz l'bezdin.
Kafru shneim ke'achas chayav. Next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that in the event that the Teveya went over to the two Edom and he said, Boyu vehi iduni, and they denied and they swore, so the Allah is shvus Edom. Stating that, it's only true if they were koifer bevasachas. The Mishnah said, Kafru shneim ke'achas, then shneim chayav. If, however, it was bezeh zeh, so then the Rishon is going to be chayiv, and the Sheni is going to be potter. What's the difference? The difference is, if they're koifer bevas achas, so bevas achas, they both could have been made to help the Teveya. They denied. As a result, the subject is Shavuos Eidos. If it was bezeh zeh, so the first person was technically one of two kosher Edim, he could have been made. But the second person already was only an Eid Echad. Why was he an Eid Echad? Because once the first person had already denied, so now there's only one Eid to talk to. So if there's only one Eid to talk to, ich bin mehr nicht an Eid Echad, if I'm only an Eid Echad, so then I'm a Shpi Eid Echad, is not subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos. So if they were koifer bivas achas, then shneim chayovim. If, however, it's bezach hazeh, only the first one's going to be chay. So the Gemara says, how is it possible kafru shneim ka'achas chayovim? The Metzias, how could they both be koifer at the same time? How could two things happen exactly at the same time? Isn't there an idea of e'efshel letzamtzeim? Now, this idea of e'efshel letzamtzeim comes up in different sugis and shas, right? Different times where the Gemara is talking about things happening simultaneously. The assumption always is things cannot happen mamash at the same second. So how could it be bevas achas? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "I'm under Rabbi Aglili. The Amar Efshel Letzamtzeim. There is a Tana in Chas that holds Efshel Letzamtzeim. It's the Tana of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Unzer mission is going quint Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yechon, I'm Rabbi Yechon, and said, 'I feel tamer Rabban.' You don't have to say that the mission is going quint Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It could be going quint Rabban. Going shakafru shneim betoich kedei dibur. Betoich kedei dibur kedibur dami. Doesn't have to be mamish the same second. As long as it's toich kedei dibur of each other, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, 'I'm only Rav Achmi difti the Ravina.'" How long is Teich Kedei Dibur? It's Kedei Shelas Talmud the Rav. The amount of time it takes a Talmud to say Shalom Aleichem to his Rebbe, which we know there's two Shiurim. There's the longer share and the shorter share, right? The longer share is one word longer. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. The shorter share is Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. But either way, says the Gemara, the whole shear of Teich Kedei Dibur is a very short shear. What's the problem? Ad the Amri Shvuah She'ino Nu Yoidin L'Chai Eidos Tu Vahavi. If the first Eid is going to start, and he's going to say Shvuah She'ein Yoidei Locha Eidos, and then the second guy is going to say Shvuah She'ein Yoidei Locha Eidos. By the time the second guy finishes, it's going to be past Toich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Umayri, for when the first person started. So it's impossible for the two Edim to swear Shvuah She'ino Yoidei Locha Eidos, and it's going to be Toich Kedei Dibur. So the Gemara says, Ravina Torah of Achim Edifti, what kind of cash is that? Amalei kol echad ve'echad Toich Dibur Eishal Chaver. You don't need that the second person should finish Toich Kedei Dibur for when the first person started. What you need is that the second person should start within Toich Kedei Dibur for when the first person finished. But as long as there's a Toich Kedei Dibur that's Mechaber these two denials, that would be enough to have the halacha of Shavuos Ha'edah. So what's the recap of this part of the daf? Kafru shneim ka'achas chayavim. Otherwise, only the first one's going to be chayav. How is it possible kafru shneim ka'achas chayavim? Rav Chizda said, Hamani, Rav Yosi Aglilihi, the holds, Efshel Letzamtzeim. Rav Yochanan said, Afilu Teimel Rabbanon. It could be talking about where the second person started Toich Kedei Dibur of the first person. And as long as that happens, that's going to be enough. The Gemara is going to come back to this later, so we'll just be mindful of this. Either way, Zok the Gemara. Bezeh Harzeh. Harishon chayev v'hasheni potter. This is the lebedik part of the daf. Gishmak, but lebedik. So, in the event that the two Edim denied, but it wasn't bevas achas, it was bezeh achas. So the first person is going to be chayev, and the second person is going to be potter. The first person is going to be chayev, because when he denied, he was one of two kosher Edim. So his denial is a classic shvus eidos. The second person came after the first person had already denied. At that point, all he is an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is not subject to Shavuos Eidos. Two Eidim, yeah? An Eid Echad, not. Now, the one Hakdama that we need to this part of the daf, we know this already, but again, just to state the obvious, because it's very much the chimer and the background of what we're about to learn. The parasha of Shavuos Eidos is only Noigeya if the Eidos is
monetary related. It has to be Eidos Mammon. If the Eidos is not Mammon related, there's no parasha Shavuos Eidos. Klar? The only time the Shavuos Eidos is if the Teveir goes over to two Eidim and says, you know, I'm involved in some sort of court case, I stand to lose $1,000, could you please come and be made on my behalf? You know that what I'm telling is the truth. We don't know what you're talking about. We swear, turns out they were lying. Then there's a parasha Shavuos Eidos. So it has to be Eidos Mammon. If it's not Eidos Mammon, nah, it's up to Yomar. Okay, so the Mishnah said that if someone is mashpia and eid echad, essentially, there's no parasha Shavuos Eidos. Where did the Mishnah say that? It said it because the Mishnah said bezeh chazeh, only the first person's going to be chayv. Why not the second person? Because once the first person denied, the second person's married to an eid echad. And if you mashpia and eid echad, Shavuos Eidos, there's no parasha Shavuos Eidos. Ok, the Gemara masisit loikai tan. Our Mishnah is not like the following time. Tan, we learned to the Braise, mashpia eid echad potter for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon mechayv. Oh, poshet. Machloik is tanakam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, right? Chachom Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim hold Mashpia Eid Echad is Potter. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that a Mashpia Eid Echad is actually Chai. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, why is the second person Potter? You're Mashpia Eid Echad. Mashpia Eid Echad is Chai. Oh, Sakta Gemara. Obviously, the Tana, the Mishnah, is not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Masnisen Deloiki Haitana. Sakta Gemara. Lame B'Hakam Iflagi. Parenthetically, we just mentioned this Machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Why do we mention it? Because in our Mishnah, you see one side. So the Gemara says, would it be fair to assume that the following is the explanation of this machloikis? The maris sabar eid echad ki yasa l'shvua hu dekasa. The chachamim hold that an eid echad b'mamon is mechayev shvua. U'maris sabar eid echad ki yasa l'mamonu kasa. And Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds an eid echad, when it comes to mamon, can actually be mechayev mamon. Now, if you ask a bachur yeshiva, an eid echad, could it be mechayev mamon? He'll look at you sideways. Eid echad can't be mechayev mamon. Everyone knows. Dinei mamon requires two eidim. Now what happens if somebody takes somebody to court and he pulls out an eid echad that says that somebody owes him money? So the halach is eid echad will be mechayev mishvua. Right? There's three cases of shvua deiraisa. Shvua eid echad, shvua meidim mikdas, and shvua hashayimrim. It's mechayev shvua. It's not mechayev mamon. Tainas the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that holds that the halach is, if someone's mashpia, shvuas ha'edus, an eid echad, the halach is his chayiv, it's because he holds that an eid echad could be mechayiv mamon. Now, eid echad could be mechayiv mamon, how could that even be? So Rashi speaks out. He says, what's the makar to this such obvious halacha, which is, eid echad can't be mechayev mamon. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Layakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avoin u'l'chol chatos b'chol chet asher yecheta." Rather, al pishnei eidim, al pishloich eidim yakum dam. Now, if you look carefully at the pasuk, says Rashi, it doesn't say "Layakum eid echad be'mamon." It says, "Layakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avoin u'l'chol chatos." Now we know it means mamon, but really, if you learn the pasuk, does it say mamon? So Tainus the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the halacha is that if someone's mashpia eid echad at shvuas eidos, it's because he holds an eid echad could be mechayev mamon. Ay lo yakum eid echad beish lechalavin lechalchatos, doesn't say mamon. What does it mean? It means oinchen, Zok Rashi. Oinchen, malchus, misa, those types of things. But maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds an eid echad could be mechayev mamon. And that's why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds a mashpia eid echad is subject to shvuas eidos. Because being that the eid echad could have been mechayev mamon, it's a regular tfias mamon, which is subject to shvuas eidos. And fakir, does it the machlekes, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the chachamim? The chachamim hold eid echad is not mechayev mamon. If it's not mechayev mamon, if you go over to eid echad and you say, come say eidos on my behalf, and he denies, it's not a tfias mamon. If it's not a tfias mamon, there's no shvuas eidos. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon knows eid echad could be mechayev mamon. If an echad could be mechayev mamon, so you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, lema b'hokam iflagi. I mean, this is a huge chiddush. But should we suggest that that's what's going on? But the Gemara says no. You know, I know no. Based on a comment that Abaya said. V'tizbra, I'll prove to you that can't be the machloikis. Because Amr Abaya, Abaya was commenting on this machloikis, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. He said the following, Hakom moidim eitzayt. There's no machloikis, like a shmaki gemar, between Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim when it comes to an eitzayt. V'hakom moidim eitzayt. And there's no machloikis, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon when it comes to eitzayt. Machloikis eitzayt. Oh, and by the way, you should know there is a machloikis. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Eidei Saita, he continued. He said, "Hakom Moedim Beid Echad." Everyone's Moedim by Eid Echad. I thought that's what they're arguing about. "Vahakom Moedim Beid Shekinek Dechashad Al Shvuah." And everyone's Moedim when we're dealing with Shvuah Seidus by Eid Echad, we're Shekinek Dechashad Al Shvuah. And from these five things that Abaye said, It's clear that the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim is not whether or not an Eirecha can be Mechayiv Mamin or can't be Mechayiv Mamin. Now, how do you know from what Abaye just said that the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim is not whether or not Eirecha can be Mechayiv Mamin? So Rashi says that it'll be clear as we go through the Gemara. So we'll go through the Gemara and then we'll loop back to it. But for now, we'll have to take a leap of faith. And we're going to have to take the Gemara at its word that from this Memra, or from these Memrois of Abaye, it is clear that the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim is not whether an Eid Echa could be Mechayiv Mamon or not be Mechayiv Mamon. Okay, so what then is the Machloikis? The Kuli Alma Eid Echa Ki Asi L'Shvur Kasi. Everyone holds Eid Echa could only be Mechayiv Shvur, not Mamon. We can breathe, right? It's what we thought it was. Okay, so what is the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim? Hamashbi Eid Echa is the Shvur, Eid Echa not. V'alcha Balka Miflegi, Mar Sava Dava Agrem L'Mamon Ke Mamon Dami, Mar Sava Lav Ke Mamon Dami. They're arguing in a global Machloikis, a Machloikis with international ramifications, and that is, Dava Agrem L'Mamon, is it Ke Mamon Dami? Or is it not kemam and dami? What does davar gerim l'mama mean? It means you're dealing with something that's not monetary in an intrinsic way, but it's something that could lead to mominous ramifications. An eid echad is not mechayiv mamon, but an eid echad is mechayiv shvur. So if Reuven and Shimon are involved in some litigation, and Reuven has an eid echad that can benefit his cause. If the Eidecha would come and be made on his behalf, Reuven wouldn't win the case. But Shimon would have to swear a Shvur Deiraisa. What would be if Shimon chooses not to swear a Shvur Deiraisa? By the way, Rashi says, Reiv Bnei Adam Ein Nishpan L'Sheker. Most people don't swear Shvur Sheker, right? What would be if Shimon says, you know something, I'm not going to swear Shvur Deiraisa? Then Shimon would be Chayiv Mamon. So as much as it's true an Eid Echad can't directly be Mechayiv Mamon, but at the same time, he could be Mechayiv Shvur, which may lead to Mamon. Thus, the Shvur that the Eid Echad is Mechayiv is viewed as a Dover Agorim L'Mamon. Which means an Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamon, but he could be Mechayiv Dover Agorim L'Mamon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds Dover Agorim L'Mamon is Shtik Mamon. It's Kamam. You can't deposit it in the bank, but in Halacha, it's Kamam and Dami. I mean that it's Kamam and Dami, so if the Teveya is Teveya Eid Echad, and he denies, it's considered a Kfira for an Eidus Mamon. It's not mamon. It's true, but it's davar agoyrim lamamon, which is kimam and dami, and as a result, it's going to be subject to the parashas for seedus. Whereas the chachamim of davar agoyrim lamamon is lav kimam and dami, and as a result, being that an eidach can only be mechayish for, and it's granted that it's a davar agoyrim lamamon, but davar agoyrim lamamon is lav kimam and dami. It's for that reason that it's not going to be okay. So the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, the chachamim is not whether eidach is mechayim mamon, mechayish. Everyone holds it's only mechayish for. What then is the machloikis? The machloikis is is it Kamam and Dami or is it not Kamam and Dami? If it's Kamam and Dami, so then even though it's only Mechayiv Shvur, it'd still be subject to the parasha of Shvur Seidus. If it's not Kamam and Dami, so then it won't be subject to the parasha of Shvur Seidus. Now, if this is the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, working backwards, then everything Abaye said has to make sense, right? Abaye said a bunch of things. The Gemara is going to recap it right now. All of it will make sense. Again, the Gemara wanted to know what is the Machloikis of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. The Gemara's Muschel Rishon was they're arguing whether Eidecha is Mechayiv Mamon and Eidecha is Mechayiv Shvur. Gemara said, I hear. I mean, it's a little interesting, but I hear, right? It works on the pasuk. Le'yakum Eidecha v'ishl chalav and chalkatas. Maybe it means Makas Anointion. Maybe it doesn't mean Mamon. The problem is, from Abaye's statements, we know that's not the case. Okay, then what then is the Machloikis? Dov agrem l'mamon k'mam and dami, lav k'mam and dami, zeh g'shmak. Now Abaye's statements are all going to make sense. So the Gemara now is going to go through what Abaye's statements were, and then we'll see how this all comes together. Be'ezer Hashem. Zok the Gemara. Gufa. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Hakol moidim. Again, who's Hakol? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, who argued regarding Mashpia, Eid Echad, Pater, or Chayv. So said Abaye, Hakom Moedim Be'ed Soita, V'Hakom Moedim Be'edei Soita, U'machloikis Be'edei Soita, Hakom Moedim Be'ed Echad, V'Hakom Moedim Be'ed Shekinek De'Choshra Al-Hashvua. This was Chazaras Hashir of everything that Abaye said a few lines ago. Now the Gemara is going to go through it. Hakom Moedim Be'ed Soita, Shechayiv. What did Abaye mean when he said that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim both agree Eid Echad, Be'Soita is going to be Chayiv? What he was talking about was Be'ei Tumah. He's talking about where there were Eidei Kinui and Stira. What's the halacha of this Eidei Kinui and Stira, the woman that has to drink for the Meisaita? What would be if afterwards an Eid Echad would come and say, I know there was a Znos, even though we know Ein Davash Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim, but once you have Eidei Kinui and Eidei Stira, Soita Dabez is ready to Raglaim Lodava that something happened, so the Eid Echad is going to be believed. Right? One of the cases where an Eid Echad is believed throughout Shas is the Eid Echad B'Soita. The point is, how come Moedim, by the Eid Echad of Soita, Shechayiv Shfuah Soitas? Meaning, in the event that the Baal would be Tevei in Eid Echad, come be made on my behalf, that Ishti Zinsa, even though he's an Eid Echad, if the Eid Echad would deny, and he would swear, he would be subject to the halacha of Shavuos Eidus. And the reason is the Rachmana Hemne. Because the Torah said the Eid Echad beside his Neman. And we learn from there Kol Sheyesh. Rashi brings the longer version of the Drasha. But here's the point. That being that the Eid Echad is Neman on his own, and he's Neman to Paskin that she was Mezana. So Kumtais, it's a regular Eidus as far as the halachas of Shavuos Eidus goes, and therefore, in this case, there'll be no machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Now, where is it in the case of Soita, Negei Mammon, that there should even be a parish of Shavuos Eidus? So the answer is simple, it's Negei the Ksuba. Because in Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, she loses all her monetary schosim, she loses the whole Ksuba with the Nechzitz and Barzal, she loses everything, right? So she loses everything. And because she loses everything, so it's definitely Negei Mammonis, it's Negei Mammonis. And this is a case where Neid Echad is believed Geherik. Like two Eidim I always believe when it comes to Dine Mammonis. So Hakum Eidim Zaktabai, even those Machliks, Rulaz, Rashim, the Chacham, in a classic Mashbi Eid Echad. But when the Eid Echad is an Eid Echad Besoita, being that Rachmana Hemne, so it's Pashut over there, he's going to be believed. He continued, the Hakum Eidim Eidai Soita. What does that mean? She Potter, Be Eidai Kinoi. It's talking about Eidai Kinoi. That in the event that the Baal would go over to Eidai Soita, the Eidai Kinoi, and would say, come be made on behalf that there was a Kinoi, and they would deny, and they would swear, and it turned out they lied, there wouldn't be a Parash of Shavuos Eidus. And the reason is, the Havi Goyrim the Goyim. Because this is not just a Dova Goyim Lamamin. This is a Goyim Lagoyim. Rashi says, because the Kinoi would still require a Stira, and even the Stira would require the woman to not drink or to confess. So what the Kinoi then is not a Dover HaGoyrim Lamamin. It's Dover HaGoyrim DeGoyrim Lamamin. And Dover HaGoyrim DeGoyrim Kuli Amalei Pligi. Everybody's Moida Shepater. That is no Parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Umachloikis Be'edei Saita. What's the case of Machloikis Be'edei Saita Be'edei Stira? That's Negeya Eidei Stira. Eidei Stira is not Goyrim DeGoyrim. It's also not checkmate. What it is a Dava Goyim Lamamin. The reason it's Goyim Lamamin is because now she has to drink for the Meisaita. So now it's game on. What's she going to do? Is she going to drink or is she not going to drink? If she's going to be Moida, so then he's going to end up getting off the hook with the Ksuba. So it could be it's going to lead to Mamanis. It doesn't directly, it's not Mechayiv anyone Mamin, but it's a Dava Goyim Lamamin. And there's a Machloik. It's Marasava Dava Goyim Lamamin Kamamin Dami, Vichayiv, Marasava Lav Kamamin Dami, Upati, you're going to be Pata. So let's do a recap on this first part of Abaye. What Abaye is saying? Hako Moida Beit Saita. The hakom moedim be'edei saita umachloikis be'edei saita. Again, what's the cheshbon? Hakom moedim be'ed saita. That's talking about the etuma lachakid of a stira. Why is everybody moed? Because rachmana hemde. That's just regular edus. That's no different than two edim when it comes to dinei mamonis. It's negei mamonis because of the ksuba, and therefore it's going to be subject to shvuas edus. Hakom moedim be'edei saita. That was referring to edei kinoi. And what does hakom moedim mean? The potters of the gemara, because that's a goyrim. The goyrim. The kinoi would be Goyrim the Stira, which would be Goyrim her confession. Umachloikis Be'edei Saita is talking about the Eidei Stira. That's a Dova Goyrim Lamamin. And there you have the Machloikis, because what is the Machloikis? Dova Goyrim Lamamin is a Kamamin Dami or Lav Kamamin Dami. Let's come up for breath now again. Right here you see that Abaye understood the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim is Dova Goyrim Lamamin, Kamamin Dami or Lav Kamamin Dami. Right? That's the tzushtel to Eidei Stira. That's why Hakom Moedim by Eidei Kinoi. And that's why Hakom Moedim by Eid Echad when it comes to the Eid Tumah. If the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim was whether an Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mammon or Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah, what Shaychis to Eidei Stira and Eidei Kinoi and Eid Echad Betumah? It has nothing to do with this. Some of the Gemara initially suggests, Lame the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim is Mechayiv Mammon and Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah. Marsav Tizbra, Abaya. We said that we're going to have to wait to go through Abaye a little bit to see where you see it in Abaye. I mean, you see it, right? It screams. Because Abaye is telling to the Machloikis, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim to Edei Saita. So Bishleim, if the Machloikis, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim is what? Is Dovagarim, Lamamim, Kimamim, Dami, Lav, Kimamim, Dami, then the Tushtel is a beautiful Tushtel. Eid Echad, by Dine Mamim, it says Mamim is like Edei Stira when it comes to Saita. If, however, the Machloikis, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim is where Eid Echad, Mechai, Mamim, Eid Echad, Mechai, Yeshua, has nothing to do with Edei Stira. It has nothing to do with the Sugi of Saita. Obviously, Abaye understood that this was the machloikis. Either way, back to Abaye. Abaye said two additional halachas, right? He said, "Hakom moedim b'shekinegdei choshed al hashvua, and hakom moedim beid echad dirab Abba." So we didn't have the word dirab Abba on Amid Aleph when the Gemara brought Abaye's memory twice. Here, the Gemara is giving it away a little bit. The Gemara throws in the word Rab Abba. What did Rab Abba have to do with this? Right? So if you hear eid echad and you hear of Abba, and you learned in yeshiva, what comes to mind? Naske de Rababa, right? But either way, the Gemara is going to get to Naske de Rababa in a second. But either way, says the Gemara, Abaye continued, and he said, "Hakom moedim b'shekinek de choshed al hashvu, and hakom moedim beid echad de Rababa." So shekinek de choshed al hashvu first. Hakom moedim b'shekinek de choshed al hashvu. Everyone would be moed. Let's just think this through, Balpe. In the event that someone's being tevei and eid echad to come be made on his behalf, so the Erechel can't be Mechai Mamin, it can only be Mechai Shvua. But the Shekinegdoi, the other guy, is a Choshed Al HaShvua. Being that he's a Choshed Al HaShvua, what's the halacha? He can't swear. So in that case, Hakol Moedim, that what? That the Shvua is Eidos, and at first glance, what's the reason? Because if he can't swear, he's going to end up paying, right? If he's going to end up paying, then it's not a Dover HaGoyrim LaMamin, it's Mamin. It's only a davar gerim l'mamin if he has the option to swear. What if he doesn't swear? So then it's a davar gerim l'mamin. But to the extent he's a choshed al hashvua, say he can't swear. If he can't swear, now it's going to be a real moment. But the Gemara has to work this through a little bit better. We're not ready for the maskon. The Gemara says, the choshed man. Who's the choshed? Even the choshed loiva, right? Obviously, it's the loiva. So again, there's a malva that's trying to get money from a loiva. The loiva is denying that he owes him the money. He knows he has an eid echad. The eid echad, if he was going to be made right now, would be Mechayev the Loiv HaShvua. But the Loiv is a Choshed Al HaShvua. Because he's a Choshed Al HaShvua, he won't be able to swear. So you're going to say, so it comes out that Eid Echad could have been Mechayev Mamin, not just Shvua. It's not a Dov HaGarim LaMamin, therefore HaKol Moedim. But the Gemara says, it's not true. It's just factually incorrect. Because what's the halacha if a Malvus Tevei a Loiva, and the Loiv is now Chayev Shvua, they Raisa, but the Loiv can't swear. The halacha is not Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishavim Meshalim. The halacha is that the Malva has to swear. Being that it's connected to Nishba Venoitel, the Gemara is going to argue now, we'll see it inside, the Gemara is going to argue it's Vait the Dovah Agarim Lamamin. Because Mehecha Teisa, the Malva is going to swear. So the Gemara says, again, the Choshed Man, Ilem the Choshed Loiva, the Amale Malva. So what's the Malva essentially saying? Iosis is Hadisli, if you would have been made on my behalf, have a Mishtabana Vishakilna. I could have been a Nishba Venoitel and I would have gotten the money. As a result, you denied your subject to Shavuot Seidus. But the Gemara says, "Vale melei miyemid the mishtabas." It's a davar gerim lamamin, because maybe you weren't going to swear. Now, maybe yeah, maybe not. Good, davar gerim lamamin. It can't be hakol moedim, because that's a machlokes with laws of b'shem in the chachamim. Whether davar gerim lamamin is kamamin dami or lav kamamin dami. So the Gemara says, "You're right." El gagon shneim chashudim. It's talking about where sai the loiva was chashud and sai the malva was chashud. These two dreikups are involved in a din Torah now, right? They're both chashudim and they're killing each other at court, and no one knows who to believe. But here's the halacha. That in the event that you have a situation where the nitva can't swear because he's a chashud, and you can't say shekinek the nishba benaitel because he's also a chashud, so then the halacha is chazra shvul mechuyevla. The shvua goes back to the one that's really chayev shvua, who's the nitva, right? In the case of an eid echad, the loiv is the one that's chayev shvua, and what we say is mitoich sheni yochel l'shavim mishalim. We say mitoich, but the bottom line is that hakom moedim beid echad b'kishenek de nishbavim b'shekinek de chachal al shvua is talking about where the malv and the loiv were both chshudim. Therefore, mitoich sheni yochel l'shavim mishalim. So the eid echad is not a dover agoyim l'mam, and he's mam and mamish. If he's mam and mamish, it's for that reason. Hakol Moedim, everyone's going to agree, there's going to be a parsha of Shfuas Eidos. And finally, Hakol Moedim Eid Echad Rab Abba, everyone's Moedim in the case of Eid Echad Rab Abba. What was that case? There was a person, the Chot of Naske Michavre, he chapped some silver, something from his friend. Also, the Kami de Rab Abba, Ami. And he went to Rab Ami, Havi Yosef Rab Abba Kameh. And Rab Abba was there. So again, somebody went over to somebody else and he chapped his Naske from him. And this person was furious. So he ran, he stormed into Rav Ami's bezin. Rav Ami had a very famous bezin in the
Gemara, and he runs into Rav Ami's court, and Rav Abba just so happens was sitting there. Azal Aisi Chatzahada. In the meantime, this person who had gotten this Naska Chap from him, he brought an Eid Echad, the Micht of Chat from Inet. That's all happens. He didn't just walk in by himself, he walked in with an Eid Echad, and he brought the other guy, everyone standing in court. So the Eid Echad comes, and the Eid Echad says, yeah, it's true, you went ahead and you chapped this person's Naska. Amale. So he told him, yeah, in Chatfi. Yeah, I agree. I don't know why you're getting so excited. You have an Eid Echad. I chapped it. What I chapped was mine. Amar Rabami. Rabami was sitting there. He said, he said, I'm not exactly sure how to go about this. He said, l'shalem, to make the person that chapped the naska pay, leka trei sahadi. There aren't two Eidim. And even though he's moida that he chapped it, but he's saying, in chatfi v'didi chatfi. So, if you're going to base it on his haidah, he has a pashas, a pashah hitter. He has a migu di bai shas. Right? He can't be mechayven based on his idea. Because he's saying, didi chatve. Lifterei, should he be off the hook? You can't do that. Because ikha chatza hada de michtav chatav. At the end of the day, there is an eid echad that saw him chapit. Lishtaba, oh perfect. There's an eid echad that saw him chapit. Let him swear. You can't make him swear. Because kimin do amar in chatvi vididi chatvi havali kegazlin. Being that he's admitting that he chapped it, he's just saying, I took my own thing. He's like a gazlin. So this is a little bit tricky. What does it mean? He's not a gazlin. I mean, we don't know if he's a gazlin, right? As I would have done. But the point is, the only time in Eid Echad swears for the Raisa is if he can deny the claim that Eid Echad is making. So Eid Echad says, you borrowed $100. He says, no, I didn't. Then there's a parasha shvuas Eid Echad. But in this case, the person's not denying what Eid Echad is saying. He's saying, in chatvi v'didi chatvi. He's going along with what he's saying. He's just adding a knetch. For that, there's no parasha of shvuah. And being for that, there's no parasha of shvuah, he can't swear kegazlin. It's just a muscle. Just like a gazlin can't swear. Just like a gazlin can't swear, why not? Because we don't trust him. This person also can't swear because there's no nusach ha-shvuah. The nusach ha-shvuah would be denying what the teveya is saying or what the Eid Echad is saying. And he's not denying it. He's admitting it happened. He's just saying, in chatvi v'didi chatvi. So Rav Ami said, Rabbeinu da'amakulu, I don't know what you're supposed to do here. Heichel l'dayni dayni l'haydino. You can't make him pay because you don't have to weigh them. He can't be off the hook because something fishy is going on over here. And you can't make him swear because the shvu would have to be to deny and be makrish what the Eid Echad is saying. And he doesn't want to be makrish it. He's going along with it. He's saying, in chatvi v'didin chatvi. So Rav Abba was there. Rabbi said, I'll tell you how you go about this. Havali mechuyah shvua, ve'ena yachali shava, v'chal mechuyah shvua, ve'ena yachali shava, mishalim, he said he has to pay. Because really, he's a mechuyah shvua for the Eid Echad. He can't swear, because the only shvua would be denying what the Eid Echad said, and he's not denying what the Eid Echad said. He's a mechuyah shvua, v'chal hamechuyah shvua, ve'ena yachali shava, mishalim. This sugi of Naski Rabbi is in the conversation from the most lamdish gemaras and shas. It's not what we need from this sukkah. All we need right now is one thing, right? Usually when you see Naski the Rababa, you're going to be here for a while, but not today. Because really, we just need one nekuda. And that is, it's possible for an Eid Echad to be made, and the Eid Echad is going to be Mechayiv Mamon. Usually, Eid Echad is only Mechayiv Shvuah. But there's a Hechatim, so with Eid Echad, it's Mechayiv Mamon. Naski the Rababa is a Hechatim, so with Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mamon. And that's another case that Abaya said, Hakomoy, the Eid Echad, you're going to be Chayiv. So Abaya looked at the Machloikis, Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon, and the Chachamim, and what he saw was they're arguing, Dov Agarim, the Mamon, Kim Mamon Dami, Lav Kim Mamon Dami, and it's manifest in so many Sugis and Chas. One of them is Shvuah Eidus, because Shvuah Eidus is only Negev, the Eidus is Negev Mamon. So it was Dov Agarim, the Mamon, Mamon, or is it not Mamon? Oh, so very good. Nav Kimina would be, whether it be Shvuah Eidus. Machloikis is Eid Echad b'mamon. Reuven's being Tadei Hashem in mamon. He wants an Eid Echad to be made on his behalf. He denies, he swears, is this Shvuah Eidus or not? If, what would the Eid Echad be Mechai? Be Mechai Shvuah. Not mamon, Shvuah. Oh, but it's Davar Agarim l'mamon, because most people don't swear falsely. So there's a good chance, if the Eid Echad is telling the truth, that it will be Mechai b'mamon. It's true, there's a good chance. But at the end of the day, it's only a Davar Agarim l'mamon. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Agarim l'mamon is k'mamon dami. The Chacham holds Lav k'mamon dami. Zoktabai, when you understand that, let's break it down, you're going to see there's a whole bunch of cases where Dav b'mayda, right? For example, Eid Echad b'soita, he's Mechai b'mamon. It's Eidein ba, that's a pasuk in the Torah. What about Eide Kinoi Besaita? Well, that's Gairim the Gairim. Everyone's Maida. Gairim the Gairim is not a thing. What about Eide Stira? That's Dava Gairim Lamamin. Machlikis the Eide Saita. Oh, not just that. I have two classic examples where Eid Echad is Mechayim Mamin. Forget about Saita. Eid Echad is Mechayim Mamin where he's Taka Mechayim Mamin. He's not Mechayim Shvuah. He's Mechayim the real deal. He's Mechayim Mamin. What are the two cases? One case is where
Shekinegda is chashad ala shvul, which the Gemara clarified they both have to be chashad. So what's the halacha? Chazre shvul imkoyma mitak shayna chashav misham. The other case will be naska de rabab. But again, just the chaz of the whole Gemara, another thing that came out from Abai was that the machloikis, you see clearly the way Abai understood Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Chacham, they're not arguing whether it echad is mechay mamin or shvul. Everyone holds it's mechay shvul. They're arguing davar goyim lamamin is a kamamin dami or it's nilaf kamamin dami. So more on this theme. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa got involved and he said, how come Maidim beit Misa? Shehu chayev, v'hakol moedim beit misa, shehu potter. Going along with this little riddle, right? Everyone's moedim beit misa, yechayev, everyone holds by eid misa, yepotter. First of all, what's eid misa? Eid misa is, you have a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, he hasn't been heard from. The halacha is, even eid echad is believed to say, meis baila, that the husband's not alive. This is something that's negei a mamon. Why? Because to the extent that a woman's husband dies, she's entitled to the ksuba. So it sets itself up for a potential shfuas eidus situation. So Rav Papa said, everyone's moida, again, Rav Loz, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim, that in eid echad beid misa is chayiv shfuas eidus, and everyone's moida, Rav Loz, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim, then in eid echad beid misa is going to be pot. Hakom moida beid misa shupat, everyone's moida beid misa shupat. What's the example? The amalol adida, with the eid echad, went over to the woman outside of Besdin and told her, you should know, I saw your husband die. But he didn't want to say it in Besdin. He denied it when it came to Besdin. The halach is, he's potter. The tnan, because the Mishnah says, a woman that says, my husband died, she's allowed to get married. My husband died, she's allowed to do yibam. What does this mean? A woman is believed to say, my husband died. Now is a woman believed to say, my husband died? She's even believed to say, I heard it about, from somebody else, in PA. So here's the point. If he told the woman that your husband died, right now, we don't need his Eidus anymore. The reason we don't need his Eidus anymore is because she could be made on her own. Being that she could be made on her own, comes out his Eidus is not necessary. So if he denies the Eidus, he's not being mafsid or anything. What are you worried about? You need me to be made? Go be made by yourself. What do you need me for? I already told you. So you could be made Eid MPA. So being that she does not need his Eidus anymore, so it's for that reason his Eidus is not critical. It's not causing any hefsid, and therefore there's not going to be a parasha of shvuos. So that's the case of hakol moedim ben misa shupata. What's the case of hakol moedim ben misa shuchai? Well, that's easy. The case is talking about where he didn't tell her. He didn't tell her, so he's the only aid in town, and she needs him to be made. He's denying. It's going l'mamen. The halach is going to be shvuos eidos. So tomorrow, one thing you could see from some of what we just learned, and that is shmami no mashpi eidei karka chayev. And Rashi says you're supposed to read this Loshen She'ilohi. Shma mino, mashpi eide karka chayev. It's machloikis at the end of the parak, whether the shvuos eidos, where the teveya is being teveya karka. Now we know the rule is in the shpon ala karkois. That's not mamish, this halacha. But this is a case of shvuos eidos, obviously, that could impact karka. There's a man that holds that the only time you have shvuos eidos is with the tefiah is metaltlan. But if the tefiah is karka, there's no shvuos eidos. Tain is the gemara, from the fact that we're discussing shvuos eidos in the context of hefse ksuba, isn't that a raya? Mashpia eide karka is chayev? Because when a woman's teveya ksuba, she's only teveya from karka. She can't be teveya from the metaltlan. Only the ksuba is meshuvet. So says the gemara, at the very least, from this whole shmuz, can we deduct that mashpi eidei karka is chayev? The Gemara says, no, dumu detfis metalt. Maybe the case is talking about where the man already gave the woman metaltli while he was alive. So she's already toifis metaltlin, metaltlin that she'll only have a schus to get if and when her husband dies, but we're not danning karka, what we're danning is metaltlin, and being that what we're danning is metaltlin, so that's why we're having this conversation, and lav dafka, this is any right. Let's just finish the Gemara. Kafar echad, v'hoide echad, v'chulos. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this. Kafru shneim ke'echad, shneim chayofen. Right? What does it mean, ke'echad? That's chazadis, because it's going to come up in the Gemara now. According to Rav Chizda, efshel etzamtzeim, ha'mani Rav Yeseh aglilihi. According to Rav Yochanan, it was toich k'dei diber. Okay. B'zeh achar zeh, Harishan chayv asheni potter. The Rishan is chayv because he was one of two eidim. It's regular shvuos eidos. The sheni is potter. Why? Because he was only an eid echad. And the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim that if someone's mashpia eid echad, you're potter because it's a davar agarim lo mamin, which is lav kamamin dami. Then the Mishnah said, kofar echav ahoy de echad, ha kofar chayv. What would be if one of the eidim was kofar and the other eidim was moida? So then the halach is the kofar is going to be chayv. The one that's moida is potter, right? And it doesn't matter which order it happens. If first the kofar was kofar, he's chayv, that's easy because he was one of two eidim. And if first the moida was moida, then for sure the kofar is chayv because the one is already in the bag, right? So The Mishnah said the Koifer is Chayev and the Moed is going to be Potter. I don't understand why we need to be taught that last halacha. It's so obvious. Kafir Ech Vahide Ech Vahulah. Hashtab Zech Azed the Travayu Kafri. Amr Tarish and Chayev. Madach the halacha is that the first one, the Koifer is Chayev, when they both deny. Says the Gemara, Kafir Ech Vahide Ech Vahulah. Then certainly, if one was Koifer and the other one is Moedah, then the one that's Koifer should be Chayev. The Gemara understands the chiddush of kofar echa v'hoide echad, ha-kofar chayiv is that the kofar is chayiv. As Gemara, if when they're both kofar, the kofar rishon is chayiv, then for sure when only one of them is kofar, the kofar should be chayiv. What's the kal v'chaymer? That's a pasht the kal v'chaymer. In the case where they both deny, there could have been a havamina that they should both be potter. Because at the end of the day, gloy milsalam afreya, that even the first guy was only an eid echad. The teretz is, it's true, but when you denied, the other guy hadn't denied yet. Well, in the case where one is Maida, then you don't even have that taina that a gloy Muslim Afreya that the other guy was denying anyways, because the other guy ended up being Maida. So Madach, where they're both Kaifer, if you're Kaifer first, you're Chayef. Certainly, if one is Kaifer, the other one is Maida, the Kaifer should be Chayef. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. Yeah, 100% right. We need to add language and a major akimta in what this case is talking about. The case of Kofar Ech Vayde Echam is as follows. It's talking about where Meikara, they were both Kofar. And then one of the Kofars was Moide Toichidei Dibur. You know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is? The Toichidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So the one that was Kofar, even though right now you're subject to Shavuos Eidus, but if Toichidei Dibur you're Moide, the Kfir is not a Kfira, and the Moide is going to be Potter. So the Chiddush, so Rashi, is not that the Kofar is Chayev. The Chiddush is that the Moide is Potter. What do you mean? The Moide is Potter? Why would you think the Moide should be Chayev? That makes no sense that it should be a Chiddush. No, because first it was Kofar. And then he was Moida. Okay, so if first you were Kofar, it's too late. It was Toichidei Dibur. Kamash Malon, that when it comes to Shavuos Eidus, we say Toichidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. But the Gemara says, Gishmak in Cheshvan. Bishlemi the Rav Chizda. Bishlemi according to Rav Chizda. The Moiki Lola Ahuk Rabbi Yasi Aglili. Who said that when the Mishnah said, Kofru Shneim Ka'achas Talach is the Mot Chayiv. How is it possible for two things to happen at the same time? What was Rav Chizda's Teretz? It's going according to Rabbi Yasi Aglili that holds Efshel Litzamtzem. So I understand the two Chidushim of the Mishnah. Reisha, the Reish is teaching me the Chiddush of Efshel Litzamtzem. V'seifa, it's Rechlash me in the Toichidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. It's two separate Chiddushim. El, the Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's it. What's the answer to Kofru Shneim Ka'achas Talach is the Mot Chayiv? How could two things happen at the same time? Filu Temir Rabbanon. You don't have to say it's going coin to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. How did they happen at the same time? Because it was Toichidei Dibur. Well, if that's the case, the Reisha, the Mishnah already taught me the halacha of Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami in the Sugya of Shavuos Eidus. So Reisha Toichidei Dibur, Sefer Toichidei Dibur, Tarti Lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to learn us, two times the halacha of Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami? And so the Gemara says, no, because there's two dinim of Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. Madu Tema, I would have thought, Hani Mili Kfiru, Kfiru, Aval Kfiru, Vahidah, Ema, Leika, Mashmalah. It's not the same Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. This really goes to the real Lomdash Asugyas of Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Vadvar Matikin, Ve'in Kan, Mekoy, Moy, Laharach. And that is, in the ratio you see Toichidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, that if you're trying to be Mechaber two things that did not happen at the same second, but you want to view them halachically as if they did happen simultaneously. If they happen within Toichidei Dibur of each other, so there's a concept of Toichidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So you need the denial of the two Edom to happen Ka'achas, even if they didn't mamish happen Ka'achas, but they happen Toichidei Dibur from each other, that in and of itself is going to be. That's the Chiddush of the Reisha according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Toichidei Dibur is the same as something else. Well, you want to be Chayzer from what you said. That Toichidei Dibur allows you to be Chayzer. That you don't see from the Reisha. From the Reisha, you see that two things that happen within Toichidei Dibur of each other are Nechshav as if they happen at the same time. But you don't see that there's a Schus Chazorah in the Zman of Toichidei Dibur that you see from the Sefer. Two separate Kedushim. I mean, very similar, eerily similar. Similar. Me'inyum, me'inyum, but isa'inyum, similar. They're both Toichidei Dibur, but it's two dinim in Toichidei Dibur. And these are the two Kedushim. One last Gemara. Hayu shtei kitei edim. The halacha is kip kofra harishayin of achikav kofra hashniyah. Right, so the Mishnah said like this. If you have two Eidim, and they both deny, Bezach, the first one's Chayiv, the second one is Potter. But if you have two Kite Eidim, two groups of Eidim, then the halacha is, the first one denies, Shavuos Eidos, the second one denied Shavuos Eidos because they're mutually exclusive of each other, not tali in each other, and as a result, they're bechlal not tali zebezeh. So the Gemara says like this: Bishloi Mashniyat Eschayev. I understand where there were two sets of Eidim and they both denied. Why the second kach be chayev? Why the karfula rishayna? Because by the time this guy was today, the second Kat of Edom, the first Kat of Edom had already denied. So the second Edom are the only Edom in town, right? They're the only ones that are Negeya. So therefore, if they could have been made and they denied, so it comes out, this is regular Shavuos Eidos. Elo Rishoyno Amai. But why are the first pair of Edom subject to the halacha of Shavuos Eidos when there's a second set of Edom? Hakai Moshniyo, you have the second set of Edom. So if there's a second set of Edom, the first set of Edom should not be subject to Shavuos Eidos, right? The Geshmak and Kasha. If you have two sets of Edom, maybe the first set of Edom should not be deemed having caused Hevzit to the Teveya, because there was always a second set of Edom. Right? You can hear that. So Tainus the Gemara, why is it that both sets of Edom are subject to Shavuos Eidos? I understand the second, because by the time the second were summons, the first ones had already denied. But the first, L'chaira, I could hear, being that there's the second, so their denial should not be considered a denial. Amar Ravina, so Ravina said, you have to make again a super duper akim. Tahalcha b'mayaskinon, king goin shahoysa shniya, Bishas kfiras rishoyna kroivim b'neshoseh. When the first set of Edom were summoned, the second set of Edom were pasul. And the reason is they were married to sisters. They were kroivim to each other. They were shvagers. And because they were kroivim to each other, so it's for that reason that it wasn't pasul and for the Seyedos. So Kumta is the first set of Edom at that point are the only game in town. So when they deny, they're causing hefzid. Now, could we stop here? So Rashi, no. Because if we would stop here, you would say, Pshita, then what's the Chiddush? Right? That's not two sets of Edom, it was one set of Edom. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to add a Knage to make this a Chiddush. Right? First you have to make it work, and then you have to make it a Kiddush. It's always the two things that Chazal struggle with when you learn a Mishnah. Right? Sometimes it's like, what's going on over here? And then sometimes it's like, so obvious, right? So you have to find that balance where it's not Shver, but at the same time, it is novel, right? But either way, so it says the Gemara, I'll tell you the Knech. The Knech is, it's talking about the Nishaseim Goisesois. The two wives were Mamish Goisesois. Mao de Tema, I would have thought, Roiv Goisesim Lamisa. I would have thought, being that they're Goisesim, so therefore, Roiv Goisesim Lamisa. And being that they're Lamisa, so we should view then the first two of Aden as being. We should look at it as if there's two sets of Edom. Because although the second set of Edom are craving to each other, but their wives are about to die, and as a result, they're not going to be craving anymore because of Rav Gaisis and Lamisa. Kamash Malon, Hashtamil, Loy Shachiv. Right, what's the real Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, Alakodemei Raneni, that were Chayish Lamiyuta, and even though Rav Gaisis and Lamisa, but we know Afilu Cherif Chadim, Munachas Al Tzavori, Shaladim, Al Yimna Atzmei Menarachim. But that's the Kamash Malon that the Halach is like Rameyer. But Kamash Malon that Elakodemeir Aneni. And the point is that being that right now, at the end of the day, the Halach is that there's two sets of Edom. So therefore, each one is going to be subject to the Halach of Shavuos HaEdos Excess. So just to end with one Ha'ara. Of Dover Be'itai, just one Ha'ara related to Shavuos, and this is a beautiful Ha'ara that I heard from, or beautiful Marumakim that I heard from my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel over Yantiv, and that is, so we know the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, the Peches on the days, we learned it, Tzazamin, Erev Yantiv, the Gemara says, B'shosh Olam Moshe Lamarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Amru Malachi Ashores, Tafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So the Malachi Ashores told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's a Yulud Isha doing here, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, why is he here? So the Ebishter told the Malachi Ashores, he came to receive the Torah. Amru Lefanov, so they told him, V'shivim v'arba doyrois kaidim shenivra oilam. Atem avakish nitna labasal adam. Ma enoish kisis kerenu. Uven adam kisif kedenu. Hashem adeneinu ma adeshim chabachal haaretz. Hashet nahoit chalash. What are you? You're going to give the Torah to a boss of adam. Ma enoish kisis kerenu. Uven adam kisif kedenu. You want to know where the Torah belongs? Tnahoit chalash amayim. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, achzer lahem tshuva. Give them an answer. I'm a lafana. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rebbeinu shalaylam. Misyari ani. I'm afraid they're going to burn me. I'm alloy. Sinebish told him, hold on to my kisei akavoid, v'chazer lohem tshuva, and give them a tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to work. I'm alafonav. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, front of the Malachi Asharis, and says, Ribbono shel Olam, Torah she'ata noisein li, maksiv ba, v'shteit on that Torah. So Eibush said, it says, Anoichi Hashem alikecha, asher yitzoy sicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. Amar lahem, so Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Malachi Asharis, and he says, tell me, the Mitzrayim yiradetem? Lefarei hishtabadetem? Torah lamatei lochem? Obviously, the Torah doesn't belong to you, so we're going to stop here. Poshet, what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Malachi Asharis, it's clear the Torah is not yours. Because the Torah says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzei Sicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. It's being given to someone that was a Mitzrayim. L'Mitzrayim Yiradetem? L'Paroi Hishtabadetem? The answer is no. Clearly, the Torah was not meant for you. So my shvager showed me that Rab Itzel Mivoloshin, in his Sefer Pekodesh, it is a Sefer called Pekodesh Al HaTorah, not the easiest Sefer in the world to find. This Sefer comes from the Pekodesh of Rab Itzel Mivoloshin, who of course was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Voloshin Yeshiva. He was the son of Rab Chaim Voloshin. His Agoyis are littered throughout Sefer Nefesh HaChaim Ki Yedua. But this comes from Rab Itzel Voloshin. It's the last piece in Parshas Yisroel on the words, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzei Sicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So he said that there's a pnimius in this argument that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And that is, L'Mitzrayim Yiradetem, L'Pari Hishtabadetem. But just to bring it out with one hakdama, something we mentioned many times over the years, and that is that Rab Chaim Vital brings, that he once asked his Rebbe D'Ariza, that what's the pshat that you're not allowed to say the name of a malach, right? So other than certain malachim, you're not allowed to even mention the name of a malach. And the reason is because the malach's name is Kaddish, and because the malach's name has Kedusha, so it's for that reason, when you're davening, us, we're Tmeim, we can't say the name of a malach. So Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe D'Arizal, I don't understand. You can mention the name of Hashem, but you can't mention the name of a malach. If we're Tomei, and as a result, we can't mention the name of a malach, so are you talking? Why are you allowed to mention the name of the Eibishter? So the Arizal told him that the answer to this question lies in the soid of Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh Anivaloi Malach Anivaloi Shliach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to be Goyal Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he went B'chvoide V'atzmai. He didn't send a malach. And the Arizal was Masber. That why was it that the Eibishter went B'chvoide V'atzmai? Why couldn't he send a malach? He said the reason is because Mitzrayim at that point was so tame, because of the Avodah Zarah, and because of the Arayis and everything that was the Egyptian culture at that point, that had a malach gone into Mitzrayim, he could not have made it out alive. He could not have come out unscathed. He would have been mushpa from the incredible tumor that was in Mitzrayim. And it's for that reason Hashem could not send the malach. The Eibishter had to go b'chvoide v'atzmai. Now the Eibishter can go into Mitzrayim because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha can't become mushpa from Mitzrayim. But the malach, yeah. And that's why it was anivaloi malach, anivaloi shlech. The Eibishter had to go b'chvoide v'atzmai. So the Arizal told his Talmud Rab Chaim Vital that we are Tomei, but we can mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because our Tumah cannot have a hashpa on the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but on the shame of a malach, it could have. And it's for that reason we're not allowed to mention the name of a malach. Of course, the Eibishter's Kedush is greater than the malach, Abba Hagufa. Because the Kedush is greater, that's why it's fine. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, but the name of a malach that we can't do. And that's the soid of Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh, and even Loi Malach. But Al-Kapanu, with that Hakdomo, Sned Rab Itzel Amivaloshin, that Avad HaPashim Shad in this Gemara, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, L'Mitzrayim Yiradetem, L'Pare Hishtabadetem, clearly Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Yitzisich Meretz Mitzrayim is not referring to you. Oh, but Sned Rab Itzel, there's an oimik. You know what the oimik was? Moshe Rabbeinu was turning to the Malachim, and he told the Malachim, Herzich Tzu, if you would have been a Mitzrayim, you think you could have came out of Mitzrayim? You couldn't have made it out of Mitzrayim. because the tum in Mitzrayim was so stark, it was so fast that a malach couldn't have made it out. An evil malach, the malach couldn't go even as a shliach because he would have been mushpa. And the next thing you know, he would have been dreizach with the mitzrim. It says Rabbi Itzla, you're going to tell me how can I say that? Look in the end of Parshas Bereishis. We learned this together not so long ago, where the Torah talks about the nephilim. These were malachim that fell down, right, and they came into the world. And these nephilim, they were engaged in mamish immorality and gilui arayos because they were mushpa from that dar, the dar that was the dar amabel. And just like the malachim were mushpa from the dar amabel, and they didn't make it out alive, so too had the malachim been in Mitzrayim, they could not have made it out alive. Only Basa V'dam, said Rabbi Itzala, only Basa V'dam was shayach. They have the strength, they have the fortitude to be in a place like Mitzrayim, where it's memtesh shari tumo, and make it out alive, that the Eved should be able to say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He said, the Malach couldn't have made it out of Mitzrayim. Only Basav Adam was able to make it out of Mitzrayim. And so he said, Meretz, the Torah is not meant for you, Malachim. It's meant for Basav Adam. And he went vayt, he explained it a little bit deeper. He says, that's Poshet, Malachim are greater than Basav Adam. Right, that's the age-old question. Who's bigger? Is a Malach bigger than a Basav Adam? Or is the boss of Adam bigger than a mach? The truth is, it's a nefesh hachayim. Nefesh hachayim in Perek Yud, right in the beginning, in Shar Aleph, he says, "Val pizeh yevur pesha dover b'inyan shinui deya shebein gedoy le'erishoinim. Ima odam yisrael godam e'amaloch, oim maloch godam imenu. V'chol echa mishnei adeo is mevi rayas mefurosho is mimikro is mefuroshin. Val pid varenu ala, now, said Reb Chaim V'loshin, yisbar asher be'emes elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. Both true. The Malach is bigger than the Adam, and the Adam is bigger than the Malach. Rak bebchino is chalukim. It's a real two dinim. You have to know. Certain respects, the Malach is bigger, and in certain respects, the Adam is bigger. But said Rab Itzla Mivalajin, that when it comes to this nakuda, to be in a blotter, to be in a situation where you're submerged by tumah, but at the same time, to be able to kriech out of that, an Adam can do that, a Malach can't do that. But the Malach Gevena Mitzrayim, he could have never made it out of Mitzrayim. A Babasa V'dam can find himself in Azab Blata, and he's able to make it out. And if that's the case, that means Basav Adam is more choshev than the Malach. And that's why the Torah belongs to the Bnei Adam. That's why the Torah doesn't belong to the Malach. Malachim were tiny. What are you doing? We're much bigger. And to a certain degree, they are much bigger. But there's an akuda where Basav Adam is bigger than the Malach. And that is, despite the fact that he has his vulnerabilities, and despite the fact that he's mushpa, and despite the fact that Laida he has nisyonis, beruchnis, or begashmias. But at the same time, the Eibushta created man with a koyach that he can be in a shar memtes, and he's going to be able to creep out of that shar memtes. And you know where you see that? The Malach could not have come out of Mitzrayim. That's why it had to be a Nivalei Malach. A Bebas of Adam was able to come out of Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, that means we're bigger than the Malach in that Bechina Al Kapanim. And if we're bigger than the Malach in that Bechina, we deserve the Torah. You don't deserve the Torah. That's what Rabbi Itzla said. You know, we've mentioned so many times over the years that Rabbi Tzadik writes, L'man tiskar is yoyim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecha. Every single day, Yid has to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day, Parshat it means all the Nisim and the Flois, the Ramban and then the Parshas Boy. But Rabbi Tzadik said that the reason the Yid has to remember every single day is for another reason. And that is because you have to remember that the Yidden were in the Shar Memtes, and despite the fact they were in the Shar Memtes, they were able to kriech out of the Shar Memtes. And man has to remember, despite the fact that Sheva Yipal, and he falls, the Eibishter created Adam with a koyach that he can come out of Mitzrayim. The Malach would not have made it out of Mitzrayim. But Noichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. You came out of Mitzrayim. And if you came out of Mitzrayim, that talks about the Milus HaAdam. Ma'ilus Adam is, he can creep out of any situation that he's in. That was the tshuva nitzachas that Moshe Rabbeinu offered to the Malachim when it was achoyz bechisei kfoidi, achzer lahem tshuva.